Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, hotels see opportunity in Cuba, but what about for other businesses and entrepreneurs? And the Twitter accounts that small business owners must follow. Well, with relations between the U.S. and Cuba beginning to thaw, will major companies be running there to invest? Already, Starwood Hotels has signed a deal to purchase and remodel three hotels in Havana in anticipation of a jump in tourism from Americans. But there are risks. We're joined now by personal finance expert Jordan Goodman, known as America's Money Answers Man. Jordan, what about investment in Cuba?
There's a lot of hype around this, Gordon, I must say. And President Obama's there, and they're going to put on a good show. But meanwhile, behind the scenes, they're being even more repressive than usual to make sure that there are no dissidents. They're kind of prettying up the pig, I guess you might say here. So there's a lot of hype about what could happen, but I think it's going to be a long time before American companies get in there in a big way.
All right. So would you characterize this as a risk if, say, you're a big company, I don't know, like a you want to build hotels, or whether you're the, entrepreneur who wants to try to start something? Is it a greater risk for one than the other, or the same risk for everybody?
First of all, you're not going to be able to build a hotel because everything is owned by the Cuban government. You may be able to lease it from them, but all the hotels that are there now that may be renovated are going to continue to be owned by the Cuban military, actually, the ones that own all the resort facilities. The same thing with cruise ships. They want Americans to invest a lot, for example, to redo the port to be able to accept cruise ships. But we can't own anything. They're going to control it. It's similar to what happens in China, actually, Gordon. You know, it's like we can be there, we can get a little bit, but they still want to control the whole situation. So that has not been changed. Now, they're saying if we lift the embargo, they would do those kind of things. But no way the Republican Congress is going to lift the embargo under the current circumstances.
Got it. All right. So then the playing field is like what? Is it even worth it?
Well, I mean, President Obama wants to do something before he leaves office that's significant, and this is certainly the first time an American president has been there in 88 years. So it is a significant new change, and it'll open the discussion more. But I think it has the risk of getting hopes up too high, and then the reality later doesn't actually happen. So for the people particularly there, I mean, they're been in a depression for a long, long time. Their cars are like from the 1950s.
Yeah, I've so seen the pictures.
Anything for them is better than what they've had. But I just wouldn't expect a huge surplus of American capital going in there. The capital that's going in there right now, Gordon, is from China and Europe to some extent. So they may talk to us, but with the money they're actually accepting is from China and Europe.
We're speaking with personal finance expert Jordan Goodman, known as America's Money Answers Man, and we're talking about who could benefit from U.S. investment in Cuba. That said, Jordan, what opportunities might even be there for, say, an entrepreneur?
Well, I mean, in theory, huge opportunities because they don't have anything. Now, they don't have money to pay for anything right now. They'll get hard currency by American tourists going there to some extent. But, I mean, this is an economy that's been kind of prohibited from being in the modern world for a long, long time. They need farm equipment. They need cars. They need hotels, they need their ports redone, they need everything, basically. So, in theory, if this could be opened up, it could be a fantastic opportunity for American business to get in. I mean, before Castro took over in 1958, this was a thriving place. It was kind of like the Miami of the Caribbean. But I think it's going to be a long time before it gets back to that because the government wants to be under control so much. And they're feeling that they're doing just the right thing. I was here, Obama's coming. American companies are offering all kinds of potential deals, but they don't have to let up at all on their political stranglehold on things and repression. So they feel they're winning without having to give up anything.
Got it. All right, so what about car companies? Are there opportunities there?
Tremendous. I mean, where else in the world are there places where there's roads, but the cars are from literally 50 or 60
yeah,
years ago?
Incredible, yeah.
But they've got to have hard currency to buy things, Gordon. You know, you can build cars, but the peso, the Cuban peso, is pretty much worthless, so they're not going to want to get paid in Cuban pesos.
Thanks, Jordan. Jordan Goodman, known as America's Money Answers Man. Coming up next, the best Twitter accounts for small business owners to follow.
He's in the paint, down by two. Can he do it? The ball is up, and nothing but net! The crowd goes wild!
Hey, Greg, waiting on your PC again.
Yep. Want a front row seat to the big game?
No, I'm good.
A workplace that doesn't work is anything but beautiful. Give your employees the power to do their best work and reduce downtime by 50% with new powerfully performing Dell and Intel technology. Learn more at dell.com/business.
Need a little guidance on social media? Here are some of the best Twitter accounts for small business owners to follow, courtesy of Brian Sutter, writing on allbusiness.com. He says these accounts provide top-notch, super useful content for small business owners. You'll pick up great tips for your business, and you'll see Twitter used by people who are actually getting results from it. On the list, Twitter Small Biz, Forbes Magazine, Inc. Magazine, also Entrepreneur and Fast Company magazines, Marketing Sherpa, Buffer, HubSpot, the Small Business Administration, Duct Tape Marketing, also the National Federation of Independent Businesses, plus Small Biz Trends, TechCrunch, and Melinda Emerson, who Forbes named as the number one most influential woman for entrepreneurs. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback, too, on whatever podcast platform you use, whether it's iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We'll be right back.